When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're on from 1 until 4 now, and if you want to hear us after 4, it's that iHeartRadio app podcast, John and Ken on Demand. That's what you do.
Well, the odds of this were... Probably astronomical, but we had another older Asian man commit a mass shooting in California. 72-year-old in Monterey Park and a 66-year-old up in the area of Half Moon Bay. Looked like this was more of a work dispute. Mushroom farming?
Unless the second guy was inspired by the first guy.
That's one of your theories.
Yeah. It
could be.
I think so. It's like, hey, I feel his pain.
Could be, right? It's my turn, you know?
Yeah.
He did it. Why can't I do it?
Right.
You know, older people can kill too. Strange. We'll get to that story, and we'll have more on it later, of course, with Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. We go back to the Monterey Park shooting, which killed 11 people and wounded 10 others. Steve Gregory is here with more on the story.
Yeah, you know, we're learning a lot more now about this guy, and... detectives were able to do a pretty thorough search of his trailer in Hemet. That's where he was living. It was a senior, kind of a senior living area. I guess a lot of seniors living in this particular trailer park. And they found, it was kind of a surprising find. They not only found a rifle, but they also found materials that are consistent with building what they call suppressors. Now, in the sort of the 007 world, they call them silencers. Then they also found an unbelievable amount of ammunition. They just said it was so much ammo, they couldn't even count it. Just boxes and boxes of ammo. And then they started to kind of piece it together, and they realized that this guy used to be married. We're talking about Who Can Tran, and court records show he was married from 2001 to 2006. His ex-wife has finally spoken for the first time, and she said, yeah, we were married, and we broke up for irreconcilable differences. But he never showed any violent tendencies. He was a dance instructor. That's how the two met.
It's rare a dance instructor goes berserk and starts shooting people.
Yeah, sure. But I think it's less about what he did and who he was. In this case, they met during a dance lesson at the bar, at the club, at the ballroom in which the shooting happened. So there's kind of a weird connection
there
already.
This is going back over 20 years.
Yeah, so... if you fast forward, he used to own a trucking company for a few years in Monterey Park. He was that dance instructor, as I mentioned. He also was known to frequent that other club, the Lilac Club in Alhambra. So he was known to be at those both venues to teach lessons. Now, the crazy thing about all this is motive, and that's what everyone's trying to look for. We already know there's some sort of a connection to the clubs, but I talked to a forensic psychologist already who has expertise in doing this for law enforcement, and he basically said what they have to look at is, was this guy a loner? Well, every indication was he was. And they call it isonected, and that basically means he's isolated. He's disconnected from the world.
Isonected.
Isonected. That's the phrase they use.
All right.
And, you know, because he's isolated and disconnected. Hence the isonected. But he also basically, then the quote was, he's been stewing in his own juices for years. And if you think about that, when I was talking to someone that's very close to an investigation, when I was kind of getting his sense of it too, that person told me simply, Steve, we're dealing with an angry, old, unhealthy man. That was it.
Yeah. Who apparently didn't really have contact with too many people in recent years.
And he was acting erratically in recent years.
And just recently, when he went to the Hemet Police Department to report that his family, over a course of 10 years, his family had been poisoning him, stealing from him, fraud. And so the police
said, can you prove this? He goes, yeah, I'll be back.
He'll be back. And he never showed up.
Well, paranoia is one of the symptoms of Alzheimer's or
dementia. And so he would start falling into that age range where dementia might present itself.
Yeah.
Much like the younger shooters that we always hear about in their 20s. That's usually when they start presenting mental health issues like bipolar disorder.
Or schizophrenia. Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of all falls in order. Now, you guys were talking at the top about the connection between this shooter and the one in Half Moon Bay. Now, that actually is a phenomenon, and that there's a psychological and emotional connection to these kinds of incidents. This might have been the trigger for the guy up north. He may have been thinking about this for quite some time, and the events of the weekend told him, okay, it's okay to do this. And that's what the psychologist was explaining to me, that sometimes this is how it goes down. And these are not necessarily copycats, but they are triggers.
Right.
It's like a motivation.
Right. Right. If you're fantasizing about doing this for a long time, and then you see somebody who resembles you doing it, so all of a sudden, it seems obvious. It's like, well, I'm going to go at that way, too. This is what I want.
Right. And when you look back on it now, because eventually what will happen is detectives will grab his cell phone, laptop, desktop if he has one, tablet, whatever. They'll take that all to the digital forensics team at the LA County Sheriff's Department, and they'll do a thorough background search. They'll look at his history, and they'll start to put together a digital footprint. They'll start to be able to see, you know, what was he searching for in the last few years? Because that really gives you a peek into someone's psyche. It's like, what was he looking it up? You know, what kinds of YouTube videos would he watch?
Well, to build the suppressors,
right,
would require a lot of Google information.
You know, one of the number one searches for people that commit these kind of crimes is
what?
Ways to kill. That's their number one search. They research ways to kill, research ways to murder. That's the number one thing they find in all these cases.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I imagine once this sinks into a person's brain, it can become obsessive.
Right.
And then they often have to take a lot of time just building the plan. Well, like Koberger up in Idaho, right? He didn't pull it off. There was a lot of loopholes behind, but he clearly had a plan for a long time and had to research a number of things.
And so did Tran.
Yeah.
If you think about it, some of the stuff it was very calculating and very methodical. He stole plates, put it on a van.
Yeah.
He went through that effort. But then he puts on a weird looking beanie, but he never puts a mask on. So he knew, he had to have known there was cameras. If he'd been frequenting these places, he had to have known there's going to be cameras around. So what I mean, he was not a professional killer, but he was someone who put some thought into it.
He only had one arrest from 1990, I understand.
Yeah, and it was unlawful possession of a firearm. But you remember gun laws were a lot different back then. So we don't even know if this was something where, you know, it was in the backseat of his car, or was he, you know, brandishing it? What was going on?
Yeah, I mean, the toughest people to get, everybody always looks for the criminal record. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are mentally unbalanced or become mentally unbalanced later in life.
Lives of quiet desperation.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of lives don't turn out well. You know, if you're 72 and you're alone in a Hemet Park mobile home,
Right. Yeah, you're only stewing in your own hate and anger.
What are you living for?
Exactly.
And there's a tenant that spoke to the El Segundo Times and said, oh, here, I could sum it up. He's a person of distrust. He distrusts people around him. Second word is hate. He hates people around him, especially if they thought someone was doing bad to him.
See, and it's funny because I'm a little more, I don't want to say suspicious, but I don't put much stock in people's comments after the fact.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's very simple to fabricate and embellish after the, he totally, okay, if that's the case, and if that was a red flag, why didn't you speak up?
Yeah.
And well, that's the big
thing. You
get
your 10 seconds on TV.
Exactly. So. That's why.
Well, some people believe this about other people, Steve, but don't think they're going to kill people. They just think that they're angry and want to get revenge in some way.
Right.
And that's apparently what this Tran guy was about. I'll get back at you.
Well, and
not necessarily going to come and shoot me, but maybe steal or do something else
even
to mess
witnesses,
up my life.
Even witnesses at that dance hall that night had told officials that he had, he had thoughts that people there hated him and were talking badly about him. So that was already, there was already a pattern of behavior that was out there. It's just that no one knew that could have been the trigger.
The El Segundo Times has been sticking with that story of possible jealousy. A woman that went to the dance hall without him. He wasn't invited. They seem to be putting that in the headline still and prominently in the stories. And is there anything there?
Not officially. I mean, that's all coming from, those are coming from quote-unquote witnesses. That's not coming from the police department or investigators. You know, and the people that I speak with that have a lot more knowledge about this case than third parties, they're not describing anything like that. Again, the man may have been an angry man, and that might have been the case. But his ex-wife said she never implied there was an issue. She didn't say that she was being harassed, followed, or nothing. She makes the comment that no, he never had a violent tendency.
So she had nothing to do with this.
According to her, that she didn't give any impression that there was a problem between the two of them. Now, if he was dating somebody, and he was or interested in somebody from afar or stalking somebody, we may never know that. But this, like I said, this is the dangerous part about putting everyone's third-party assessment on the front headlines.
Well, this is locals, from what I read, chattering to one another about it.
Of course, yeah. That's why we don't report it.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
You got it, guys.
All right, Steve Gregory covering, of course, the Monterey Park shooting. We'll talk a bit about the shooting up in Half Moon Bay. Another elderly Asian man, although this one had quite a different outcome. He drove himself to a sheriff's station and just parked there until they caught him. Strange, too. John and Ken, KFI. Oh, the keyword's next. KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. I almost thought I was seeing things last night when the bulletin came on my phone, and it said that there was another mass shooting in California. I'm like, well, Monterey Park? Oh, Half Moon Bay. A 66-year-old man, and yes, another older Asian man, decided to carry out an act of workplace violence. The location was Concord Farms, apparently mushroom farming. Two different locations. Four people dead in one place and a couple more people dead in another place. They're just labeling this a workplace dispute. Chun Li Zhao is his name. He used a legally purchased semi-automatic handgun to shoot... there were men and women of both Asian and Hispanic descent. We don't know the exact reasons that he was angry, but he was found in his car in a parking lot of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office substation in Half Moon Bay after the shooting. And there's actually video of the cops taking him into custody, throwing him on the ground and cuffing him. It appears that he acted alone. He's believed to be a farm worker. And I hate to say it, John, they're still trying to determine a motive.
We're
stuck with that word now.
Well, it's kind of stupid. What you have are very angry people. It's always over anger of some kind.
Yeah, I know.
And it's the basic stuff people get angry about. They get angry about their relationships. They get angry because they're lonely and broke and their life turned out to suck. They're angry about their work environment. You know, somebody screwed them over. I mean, it's the same old stuff. It's just now it seems that, millions of people have a semi-automatic weapon to settle the issue.
Apparently, the thing we have found out about this guy from the legal records is back in 2013, it looked like he was some sort of a restaurant worker in San Jose, And a roommate said that Zhao tried to kill him.
Oh, there's a sign right there.
Jingju Wang filed for a temporary restraining order against Chun-Li Zhao back then, saying that he came into his apartment or his room, and after screaming about something about pay, he then grabbed a pillow and was going to try to suffocate me. Yeah. He also threatened to get a knife and to split my head open.
Yeah, and he used the pillow on the guy. And the guy had to fight back pretty fiercely.
Off, yeah.
So
and apparently he locked the door so that the other roommates or everybody else that was home couldn't get into the room.
So, you know, psycho ready to blow at any point.
I know, but again, out of the profile, if there is such a thing anymore.
Well, maybe it's going to be the new profile.
Why is older this? Angry Asian men? Or
sure.
Lonely angry older Asian men.
Let's see if there's a third one.
Oh, I hope not. I mean, let's see.
Well, I have noticed, and I don't think this is my imagination, that these things tend to cluster. And I think people who are unhinged see the coverage, and it ignites something them in. Yeah, have you ever seen, like, oh, this happens at ball games all the time, right, in a crowd? Or at a bar, right? There's a fight that happens, and then suddenly everybody else jumps in and starts fighting.
People get wound up. Yeah.
The adrenaline.
I mean,
starts,
that's spontaneous. Now you're talking about somebody sitting at home watching coverage of the shooting, right. And that gets them riled up.
And he's just as angry as the guy who did the shooting, right? And he has access to a gun, and he's got just as many people that he wants to take out that he blames for his condition in life. So it's not that far-fetched an analogy. I think this stuff is contagious. Social contagion is the term they use.
Yeah, well, the Monterey Park shooter didn't appear to have any job or have anything he did with his life at age 72 and sat in a trailer in Hemet. This guy apparently worked for a mushroom farming business. I can't imagine that pays a lot. And at age 66,
that's not
talking about scraping the bottom.
If you're farming mushrooms at age 66, that's not much better than being alone in a Hemet trailer park.
No. All right, now we're going to play Newsom, and there's really only one reason we're going to play this audio clip, because he is annoying, but there's just a keeper in there, like there always is with Newsom, and apparently he went on CBS, the national broadcast, with that drone, Nora O'Donnell, to talk about the gun violence. The Times is really going nuts over this, because apparently if you count that shooting up in Goshen, which they still don't know whether or not it was a cartel hit, and then, of course, Monterey Park, and now what happened in Half Moon Bay, you have 24 people dead in 8 days.
Yeah, so weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yet we have strict gun control laws, which is part of the subject here between...
So stupid.
So they're turning around now and saying, we need national gun control laws. That's right. Much stricter. But anyway, listen to this clip between these two, and then you'll probably pick out why we picked it.
It's always... weapon of mass destruction, isn't it? I mean, what's the... I mean, I get it. We can talk about the anomalous nature of this, and it certainly is.
Anomalous.
But what is also anomalous is the fact that there's a pattern in the United States of America of these mass shootings that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, just free one. And maybe that should be the fundamental focus. Large capacity clips. Just insane. There's no justification, period, full stop. It's insane.
There it is.
These people are perpetuating lunacy and should be ashamed of themselves.
But when you said the Second Amendment is a suicide pact,
feels like it increasingly.
But there's many people in this country that support the Second Amendment and are lawful gun owners.
Yeah, I have great respect. I have no ideological opposition to someone reasonably and responsibly owning firearms, getting background checks and being trained and making sure they're locked so their kid doesn't accidentally shoot themselves or a loved one. Absolutely not. Never suggested that. That's what they immediately do. Who wants to take away your guns? I just want to take away weapons of war that are illegal on the streets of California and should be illegal across the United States. I mean, just literally use common sense.
Period, full stop is why we picked it. I think that's going to be his campaign bumper sticker when he runs
period,
for president.
Period, full stop.
Vote for Newsom. Period, full stop.
Yeah.
Period, full stop.
Anomalous. He likes that word too, apparently.
Yeah.
Anonymous, but anomalous.
You know, it's so frustrating to listen to this. He's just shouting into the wind.
Apparently he was outside. Sounds like a bus was going by.
He's literally shouting into the wind in that clip.
Period, full stop.
Yeah. So it's 400 million guns out there. It's just too late. It's embedded in the culture. It's embedded in the Constitution. It's embedded in our history and the laws. There's nothing anybody can do about this. The gun may have been illegal to buy in California. Oh, look at that. He's got it anyway.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Run from 1 till 4 every day, 1 until 4. And then after that, listen to our podcast, John and Ken on Demand, on the iHeartRadio app or even on the KFI website.
You okay today? There's a lot of turnovers, right? You're dropping a lot of words. It seems like you're stumbling.
No?
You're fumbling.
Could be early onset.
Baby, is our newsreader wearing her beautiful pink outfit?
Oh, my God. This outfit today.
She sent me the photo early.
I did.
And I noticed, when I just looked at it again, hands on hips in the picture, of course, she's got this pink outfit. We talked about this last week when she wore the green outfit, but she always wanted to get the pink color. And I noticed behind you, you went by a window, so the light was coming in, and it kind of gives you like a halo effect.
Yeah,
on your
I liked the light. Normally, I take pictures in this news closet where the lighting is not so flattering. So I decided to take the picture in more flattering light.
Yeah, well, somebody took your picture, right?
I took it myself.
Well, oh, you set it up somehow?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a selfie. Oh,
I don't like selfies.
Yeah, well, it's pink pleather pants.
Yes, and it's a pink faux sweater. Because I posted, as you know.
I was going to say, it looks woolly.
Well, it's kind of, no, it's furry. I posted that neon green the other day, and then I promised that I would post pink. So I actually did have some listeners that contacted me via social media and asked where my pink outfit is. So.
Yeah, I told her
today is pink day.
Today's pink day.
She could probably start an Instagram account.
Yes.
With your fashions.
Yes. If this news reader job doesn't work out, then maybe there's an alternative.
You could spend all day posing in the mirror, taking selfies, and putting it out online and start getting
advertisers.
I'll be
an influencer.
That's right.
What color is next? Yellow?
Ooh. Well,
what's a bright color they could really...
Purple. I love purple.
Right.
Orange.
Yeah.
Orange. I love orange. Somebody did ask me if I was being blackmailed because I'm not wearing my usual leopard and black attire. And that person said that they loved me in those colors. No, don't worry. I'm still seriously leopard and black
expanding.
Are my favorite. Exactly.
She's got a ton of clothes.
I love clothes. Hey, look.
She wrote to me, I have to entertain myself. That's why I do this.
So. I do. You know, I mean, what else am I going to do in the middle, in between newscasts, right? So I look at my
she admires herself.
She parades around the hallway.
pink leather pants.
Anybody want a photo with me?
She has a full-length mirror propped up in there.
I'm a walking pink's vegan dog.
That's right. Well, vegan, right? I'm wearing vegan pants.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Vegan
the clothing is vegan
sweater.
Safe. Right.
That's right. No animals were harmed in the process of making these clothes.
We spent some time on this yesterday, but we want to go back and really go through this story again because you need to understand just how wacky Sacramento has become. There's this, described as progressive Democrat, but I think you looked them up yesterday, John. He's basically one of these socialist Democrats.
Democratic
Socialist
Alex Socialists
Lee
of America,
from the Bay Area. And he's back with his wealth tax. But the difference this time, and again, an extra 1.5% tax on those with a worldwide net worth above $1 billion, and they want to start it as early as next January. And then in 2026, it's a worldwide net worth exceeding $50 million. They're going to drop it all the way down to $50 million with a 1% annual tax. But the difference this time, they modified the version. And by the way, last year's didn't get past the state Senate. You had said that Newsom didn't support it, but it didn't actually pass the legislature.
No, anyway. But I think Newsom gave the signal that...
Oh, come back with something.
Don't bother me with this.
Oh, I see. All
like
right,
Newsom.
Well.
See, when you're a politician like him and you're going to run for president, you don't want to be cornered by the extremists in your own party. So you don't want to put him in the position of having to veto this because this pisses off the socialists and Newsom needs the socialist votes. So you get the anonymous legislature to block it rather than you yourself, Newsom, doing it.
I see. Well, apparently, there's been a claim, well, wealthy taxpayers don't have the cash on hand. They're not liquidating their assets. Because, again, this is a total wealth bill. So that would be like all your holdings, real estate, stocks, everything you got.
All the property.
Shares in a business. Right.
Your property. Artwork.
Exactly. So What they came up with instead was this idea that it doesn't matter where you are, when the day comes and you start selling some of these assets, you're going to have to pay the state. That's where this one really went completely off the rails.
You could move out of California, and they know that wealthy people are moving out of California and have been for several years now. So what they want to do is a blanket law that covers you for the rest of your life, I assume, as long as you stay in America.
Yeah.
I don't think they have jurisdiction if you move overseas, but who knows?
I don't know either, but apparently you have to file something with the Franchise Tax Bureau, basically just listing your assets so they have on record what you have. So when the day comes and you start selling, they want their cut.
So California owns...
annual filings with California's Franchise Tax Board.
California owns a piece of your net worth for the rest of your life, even if you move out. Can you imagine this fanaticism?
Because their claim is you got wealthy in the state, you still owe us, right?
People helped
make you.
People got wealthy because of their work or their risk they took.
Oh, or their brilliance or their new ideas.
And now Gavin Newsom gets a piece of it. He owns a piece of it, and his successor... governors own a piece of it, and the legislature owns a piece of it.
You may be right. This may die too, and he may be given another signal to the legislature. Don't let this get through, because I don't want to look like the nutball that has to veto or approve a bill like this.
And it comes from this loser, Alex Lee. And this is on his Wikipedia page. We read this yesterday. Up until he ran for office, he was broke and living in his mom's house. He had a job delivering food. And I really resent these jackholes who have never accomplished anything in their life. Nothing. He has no success to speak of. And he's decided he wants to take down people who truly succeed because they make a lot of money? That's some kind of sin?
There's also questions that this is just not going to stand up legally. You really can't do this. Chase people who have moved to Texas for wealth that they accumulated while in California but never liquidated. You can't really do that. I mean, income taxes are on your earnings, and they're also on your gains from investments, but not until you actually sell the investments, except for capital gains.
Well, if you're a wealthy guy and you know your life is movable, and most people's lives are now at that level, you can move wherever you want and do your job. Why would you stay here and be a sitting duck for all the Alex Lees that are going to continue to pour into the legislature?
Plus, the wealthy in this state are already paying almost a tremendous percentage of the taxes. Huge percentage of the income taxes collected, which is the biggest base of money that comes into Sacramento. So this absurd notion they're not paying their fair share is absolutely ridiculous.
That's a slogan. This is an ideology. An ideology is that billionaires need to be punished and cut down to size. Because this is a violation of equity.
Well, again, it has to be eventually put in front of the voters, even if it passes the legislature, because they'd have to amend the Constitution to do this kind of a wealth tax. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
You're speechless at my pink.
It's on the screen here all afternoon.
Yeah, we're now on 1 to 4. So check out the podcast if you can't listen live at KFIAM640.com or the iHeartRadio app, where you can also leave a message for the Moist Line, indicated by the microphone icon, or call the toll free number. We play the calls in the 3 o'clock hour Fridays now. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Coming up after 2 o'clock, we're going to talk about the person that now has been named to run the Los Angeles Homeless Services Agency, the most awful bureaucratic mess of an agency that we have seen in many years on the John and Ken Show. We love to quote one of the last persons to head that agency when he left. He wasn't proud that homelessness was reduced, because it wasn't. He was proud that he added a lot of jobs. He built the bureaucracy of LASA.
Thousands of cubicle workers who did nothing to get the homeless off the street. It is a money-sucking sore, that organization, and it has a new head.
The new head is coming from what might be part of the homeless industrial complex. She was running St. Joseph's Center, a nonprofit in Venice, which does outreach to the homeless.
We're going to talk with Mark Ryavec, president of the Venice Stakeholders Association. Mark is very familiar with this new leader of LASA because her organization was supposedly involved in cleaning up Venice and for the most part fell well short. So he's not happy.
See, he can tell us more. So, she was president and chief executive of St. Joseph's Center. Her name is Valicia Adams Kellum. And we'll talk to Mark about that after the news at 2 o'clock. Well, we found an animal story for the pink vegan. I call her that because today she's celebrating in her new pink outfit.
Yes, I am.
Which she promised to wear. Apparently in Hong Kong, a butcher was preparing to slaughter a pig. But instead, the pig knocked over the butcher.
Yes!
Who dropped the 15-inch meat cleaver onto his own foot. another worker found him with the cleaver in his hand and his left foot bleeding profusely. He died later at a hospital.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are not sorry. I can
I'm
tell.
Sorry.
Come on, be honest.
I can tell, but you should see she's smiling.
I am not.
You're happy the guy bled to death.
I'm happy that the pig...
I did a pink story for the lady wearing pink. It's a pink pig. Aren't they kind of pink?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karma.
This is really bizarre. But apparently he had already tased the pig with an electric stun gun.
Oh, that's humane.
That, yeah.
And the pig suddenly woke up and just pounced on this 61-year-old butcher.
Don't blame
knocked him
the
over.
Pig.
You think the cleaver hit an artery or something, or hit some of? I mean, he probably bled out. I'm guessing.
In his foot.
I know, but
that's
it says
weird.
He died, right?
And went right through the shoe.
Yeah, it doesn't say if he's wearing shoes. I don't know.
That is some cleaver.
It was in a slaughterhouse in Hong Kong. I don't know what the conditions are. Sheng Shu Slaughterhouse. Yeah.
Well, the pig wins that one.
Yes.
Well, we do not know, Deborah Mark, the fate of the pig. We don't know what they did with the pig, but I would imagine...
Well, you got to gain revenge on the pig.
No, why? I mean, the pig didn't ask to be slaughtered. The pig didn't ask to be tased.
There's bacon at stake here.
Yeah, they paid for the pig. You'd think they'd still want their...
Right.
I'm
some
sure
other
they brutally murdered
in.
The pig.
Next guy has to step up. Get in there.
But shouldn't this be like American executions? If somehow the execution goes awry, they sometimes cancel it.
But
yes.
they don't let the guy out.
Don't you think there are animal people all over the world want to adopt this pig now?
Yeah, I would.
Pay for it to get it out of Hong Kong?
The pig really wanted to live.
There's a picture, but it's not the pig. But oh my God, the snout. Did you see the picture in the New York Post of the pig up against the fence? And the
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like a big octopus thing there. He's holding on to the... side of the railing.
Well, they're big and strong.
The Hong Kong Labor Department is simply calling it a workplace accident. I don't know. I think the pig knew what was going on.
I think it's a workplace murder.
How dare you stun me? He got up and just charged him.
That's a tough pig, man. That pig does deserve to live. And pigs are very, very smart, by the way.
But yeah, is murder. The pig murdered the worker.
No, the pig didn't. No, the pig did not take the cleaver and murder, right?
Oh,
it just,
I'd
happened.
Say
no,
least...
he knocked the guy over and the cleaver fell on
exactly.
his foot.
Exactly.
Well, that's manslaughter then.
Well, okay.
What is this, Alec Baldwin?
You
I never touched that cleaver, said the pig. I never touched it.
It wasn't intentional.
You create a dangerous situation.
Right.
Yeah. We'll take actions pursuant to the law if there's any violation of work safety legislation, said a department spokesperson. The city's Food and Environmental Hygiene Department, which manages slaughterhouses, says it's very concerned about the work accident. And in case you didn't know, Asian countries by far consume the most pork, Deborah Mark.
Yeah, I do know that.
Especially China. They buy up a lot of the world's
pigs. Well, that's
pigs
much of a Chinese food menu. Or pork
it's,
dishes.
It is very common a menu item in that country to serve pork and some dishes. It's not as common to see chicken. You don't see a lot of steak. Not in the Chinese dishes, not really. But
no, Japanese dishes, there's a lot more steak.
Oh, yeah. Japan, of course, is well known for steak. And then on the other end, then they just have sushi, right? They have fish, a lot of fish.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
All right. When we return, our guest will be Mark Ryavec. Venice resident who will talk to us about this new person that's been named by city officials, county officials, to head up this massive bureaucracy known as Los Angeles's Homeless Services Agency. And by the way, they're conducting that count starting tonight, John, of the homeless people.
Yeah, sure.
Which you didn't sign up yet?
No, not yet. I'm still thinking about it. This name, she's got four names. Va, V-A, Leisha, L-E-C-I-A, Adams Kellum.
Yes.
Va, Leisha,
I
kind of
think
Adams-Kellum.
Valicia is just, is a first name, it's just Valicia, but it's two different.
Yeah, it's
but
two it words.
Well, Mark says that there's some things that are troubling about this appointment. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.